You know, there's a reason why we don't name our kids crazy names. Like characters from popular shows.
Well, I think most parents, when they're considering naming their child, they're trying to go through all the ways that maybe they might get made fun of and stuff like that and try to avoid that, right?
I don't know if I ever thought or considered, okay, they're going to be made fun of if I name them this, but I don't think any of the names that we were considering would be in that lane. This is a setting the bar story, though, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without naming your kid after a Star Wars character, causing him to not be able to get a passport, you're doing okay.
Yeah, because no one's going to believe that's their real name.
So,
Which one was it?
Loki Skywalker is his first and middle name. It's the Skywalker part that was the problem.
Really?
Yes.
Not the Loki part?
Nope. His name, quote, relates to a trademark or copyright and was denied a passport in the UK.
Oh, wow.
Yo.
Loki wasn't trademarked?
No, I guess not.
That's crazy.
So he was born on May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Can't not.
Yeah, so how could you possibly go through with a kid being born on May 4th and not name him after something Star Wars related? Well, anyways.
Now, listen, I will also throw shade at this. Loki, Marvel Universe, Skywalker, Star Wars. What are they doing there?
I know, they're mixing genres there.
What are they doing there?
Yeah, they were told.
I mean, all owned by Disney, but what are you doing?
Listen, the passport office said that they were going to have to get permission from Disney. Or change the boy's name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, listen.
Which, you know what, could be blessing in disguise.
So, they actually, I mean, they weren't trying to, like, get anything out of the name, like trademark it or anything like that. They just thought it was fun, right?
Yeah, some cute.
So, eventually, the authorities with the passport office emailed the family and just said, you know, listen, the passport will be issued. It's just been delayed while they work through this. So,
they don't have to change his name.
There may be a happy ending on the end of this, but I mean, a lot of red tape just because of the kid's name is named after Skywalker. It could have been worse.
Well, and I feel like it's not going to be the last time, though. If they're going to stick with that name and they've already run into a snag, who's to say this is not going to cause problems down the road?
Yeah, especially when I name my son Chewbacca. I mean, what's going to happen then?
His name is Chewie for short.
Chewie for short, absolutely. Yeah. But it's just good. He's just adorable because I'm imagining he's probably going to be a bit hairy because I'm a little bit hairy. And so, you know, he's probably going to have red hair.
Are we still thinking of having a son? Is that what we're doing?
I don't know. I'm just tossing it out there. Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
I've still got all the parts.
Oh, all right. Great.
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without naming your kid after a Star Wars character, causing him to be unable to get a passport, at least for a little while, you're doing okay.
Okay, then.
All right?
Interesting. And good luck in school.
Yes, Mr. Chewbacca Skywalker III.